Hello, welcome to Meaningful Messages with Tamika Smith, your source of inspiration and empowerment. One day, I chose my faith over everything, over second-guessing, doubt, hopeless hope in an abusive relationship to not only survive, but thrive. I chose to be better, not bitter. As a mother, author of several books, and an advocate of domestic violence, how? I discovered my voice. I underestimated myself. My message resonated with many. From Huffington Post, Good Housekeeping, The Renewal Project, TV and radio appearances, this progressive, extroverted introvert decided to share meaningful messages with those looking for a purposeful life. Get ready to laugh, cry, and leave better than you came in. Welcome to Meaningful Messages. Welcome to Flight 2021. You made it into a new year, and it might have felt like a little bit of turbulence along the way in 2020. But we prepared ourselves, we stayed in place, we made it to our destination, and we're going to continue to make it to our destination. It might have been a test of faith, but that's what life is. Enjoy this year and stay focused. You made it to 2021. Hello, happy 2021. We made it, everybody, into a new year. A lot of people say new year, new me, new focus. They get their mind, their body right. They cast their vision. And they make it plain, and then something happens along the way. 2 weeks later, they have a bump in the road, and it just stops. Time out for that. We're not just putting pictures on a poster board and then saying these things and prophesying to our future and not having the proper preparation and letting life get to us. We are going to have this faith. We're going to keep it. It's going to stay strong. And we're going to let the baggage go on flight 2021. We may have lost, but we got so much to gain. We may have expected some things to happen and it didn't turn the way that we expected. But we know that God has a better plan throughout it all. So we're going to fly high. We're leaving the baggage behind. We're not dwelling in the old things. Today is a new day. Today is a new year. Today is a new focus. What is your intention for 2021? Because we're going to have to pivot. And what does it mean to even pivot? Let's look into that. Because I've said it so much, and I have said it in previous podcasts, but we need to get to the grit of things, the meat of things. It is a central point. It's a pin or a shaft on a mechanism to turn. And I use this analogy so much. Like when a basketball player is playing and he's looking at his players on the next strategy, on his next move to what to do next. We also need to do that when it comes to our lives. We need to be strategic. We can't be, you know, out here living nilly willy without a plan. We need a plan in place. We need a focus in place so we can shoot the ball, so we can win. We win. We will win. This is 2021. I've seen a couple of my friends put, and I'm going to use that. 2021, we won. We're going to win. And when we win and have that determination, nothing can stop us but us. Yes, life happens. Yes, things happen. We might lose people. We might lose things. But hey, God has a better way. God is a God that cannot lie. And so we got to get focused. Cast your vision. I don't care what anybody has to say. If you want to do a vision board, do a vision board. Do that today. And don't look back. Don't take the baggage of yesterday. If it's not helping you, leave it where it's at. Because that's going to do nothing but have you in a place of yesteryear. And we are focused. We are focused into what we need to do next. So, when we get our mind, our will, and our emotions right, which is our soul, and God is so concerned about our soul, we will go to a greater place. We will be better people, not only for ourselves, but the people around us, the people that love us, the people that cling to us, the people that you don't even know that you are supposed to reach out here in this world. And if 2020 taught us anything, it taught us that we can reach people and be in the comfort of our homes. And in the uncomfortable states, we can stay focused. We can look at things in a whole better perspective, but we have to leave the baggage behind. Now, I'm not telling you not to grieve, because I know and I am sensitive to what COVID-19 and continues to do to this day. So do your grieving process. I know I saw a meme the other day, and it's going into rotation in Diddy. Had it on here talking about, if you didn't start your business in 2021, the hustle ain't in you. Not exactly. Some people have false doctrine, and some people just didn't know what to do. This is a pandemic. No, there is no how-to guide on how to survive a pandemic. 2021 might be that year that you just say, okay, I've had my year, and I'm going to get my feet on the ground, and I'm going to be solid and flat-footed and determined to do something different. When you do something different, when you're uncomfortable, that causes you to do the best, to be the best and expect the best. But the first thing we have to do is speak something new. Have your affirmations. I know for me, I'm not just preaching to y'all. I have my affirmations, and I'm going to have a whole lot more. I've written affirmations book. I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm doing it. I'm determined. What's your word for 2021? Write some words out that has come to you for this year, and that will help you stay focused, because life will happen. But when you have faith, it can take you a mighty long way. Just like that mustard seed of faith, you're not supposed to stay at the mustard seed, because a mustard plant, it grows very big, very large, 9 feet if I'm not mistaken. It's very big, because it goes from faith to faith to glory to glory. So leave the baggage behind. We're going to pivot and make it plain. We're going to write, we're going to cast the vision, just like when you're fishing, you cast it, you're trying to catch something. And that brings me to Habakkuk 2:2 and verse 3 as well, the Message version. And then God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters so it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow and coming, wait, it's on the way. It will come right on time. So friends, it will come right on time. Don't you get weary in your well-doing. Believe, trust, and know it will come right on time. So happy 2021. Leave the baggage behind and have an amazing day.